Miguel had rented a good team and rig to use to deliver the arrested to Tucson. Chet and Jesus planned to leave town mid-afternoon like they were going somewhere. Chet wished he had a guard for his wife, but she told him she had a gun and could use it. He hoped she didn't need to, but she'd be safe at the hotel in Tombstone. Virgil had recommended a place close to the ranch where they could watch the exchange take place. He and Jesus rode like they were going west, then turned on dim wagon tracks that led south. They stopped in an isolated spot. Jesus went back and checked. He was certain that no one was tailing them, and they made their way to be close to the ranch. Under the shade of a few cottonwoods, their horses stood hip-shot in the canyon. Chet watched as Jesus slipped up on the ranch carefully and came back.
Fulbright has no guards posted on the perimeter, but I did see the shadows of six men in the bunkhouse.
From their location, they would know when Fred went by in the wagon to deliver the girls. There would be a good moon shining, so no trouble seeing from a distance when he drove up to the ranch. Fulbright had no idea he would soon be arrested. Then they would go back and arrest Bracken Kilton.
What will you do about Thrasher?
When we get to Tucson, I'll get a search warrant for his house and business, and in getting all the records, I hope to find enough evidence to rope him in.
What will you do after that?
Ask a federal judge for all the records of the five others.
Five others?
Those five other men that we know are in the ring.
Wow, I never thought of that.
I've been thinking about it. It could prove interesting.
Can they stop you?
They may. I'll have some good lawyers who'll ask why we're questioning them and that they are simply honest businessmen.
Jesus was on his feet and using his field glasses.
You better look. These guys coming may be going there for the exchange tonight.
By the time Chet had the glasses focused, the two riders were out of sight. Then they reappeared on a higher ground.
Well, bless my soul. I don't know the other rider with him, but that is damn sure Thrasher.
Chet was unsure what would happen next. He began to pace back and forth. With Fred involved, this could be a real shootout. He couldn't let anything happen to that boy, like they did taking his nephew Heck. He vividly recalled carrying his limp, bloody body down the road, meeting the posse sent too late to help him.
You all right, Chet?
Yeah, just some bad memories of what happened to Heck when I started home from here years ago. Thrasher must be in on the slave-selling deal.
I have no doubt.
I won't hesitate to arrest him or his partner.
I'm with you. He's still hours away, but it's just getting more complicated by the hour, huh?
Yeah, I'd have brought more backup if I suspected this was going to happen.
Too late now.
Yep, it's up to us, Jesus.
We've had some close calls. We can handle them.
I don't know if it'll happen, Jesus, but I sure hope future people appreciate all we've done for this territory.
They will. We are going to leave this world a better place in 50 years.
I sure hope so.
Darkness took forever. They got their horses, checked their cinches, all their weapons, the handcuffs and leg irons in their saddlebags. Then they waited as the moon rose. Finally, they heard the sounds of a wagon harness jingling and hooves plodding on the road into the ranch. They made sure it was Fred's hat. He was delivering the two girls. Chet and Jesus rode to the side, easing their way through bunch grass and low brush.
Whoa!
That was Fred. They pushed closer to the dark buildings. Chet and Jesus dismounted, and Chet pointed for Jesus to go west, and he headed for the other side of the house. The ranch bunch were holding lanterns, inspecting the two girls in the wagon. When he felt certain Jesus was ready,
hands in the air or die! U.S. Marshals, we have you surrounded!
Fred dove off the wagon and scurried to the side, away from the bunch of men.
What the hell?
There was mass confusion, and one man broke for his gun. Chet shot him. The others held up their hands. Someone dropped a lantern. The fuel caught fire and illuminated the scene. Jesus shot a man that was on his belly under the wagon, ready to shoot them.
Hold that lantern high. Fred, disarm him.
One ran off, Chet.
We'll get him. Is Fulbright here?
Damn right. So is Thrasher. This must be his partner.
You can't arrest me!
Unless you're the King of England, you're going to jail and stand trial.
You can't make anything stick. I did nothing wrong.
There are two girls doped up in that wagon, and you intended them for delivery.
I was just checking on my ranch.
Ted heard a buckboard coming. What do you have, man?
Four men in cuffs, two men wounded, and one ran off.
Was he one of your hands, Fulbright?
Go to hell, you son of a bitch!
I almost did, thanks to you, up in Texas Canyon. But instead, I shot those bums you sent. And I stayed to catch you selling those white slaves so I could jail you and your bosses. You should know not to send dumb boys to do a man's job. Better off if you do it yourself.
We missed all the action, Miguel. You did great, Fred.
The one on the porch is dead.
He won't be missed. Hey, you even have the two ranchers, don't you? I recognize old Thrasher from D.C. Nice job.
How are the girls?
Sleeping.
Spencer, search the house. We need all the papers and files in there and boxes to take with us.
You have no warrant to do that.
Oh, yeah. We are on a crime scene. We can search without a warrant to get all the information for the crime report and who was involved. Spencer, Miguel, and Jesus took on the house, returning in no time with lots of records. They loaded the boxes into Fred's wagon and covered them, being careful not to disturb the two girls. Jesus was holding a large pottery jar.
Chet, get over here!
What is it?
Pictures of naked girls. Lots of them. These must be the ones they've sold.
I think they were made to use to sell the girls they enslaved, and they kept the pictures.
It is illegal to take such pictures.
Put them in the wagon. It might add 10 years to their sentence. Two of you need to ride to Gleason and arrest Kilton.
Jesus and I can.
Take Virgil Earp with you. He can interview the girls over there, and maybe we can prove they were slaves, too. Have him hire some guards to protect those girls until we can get back. And be sure they have some food and medical aid.
Take Liz along?
If you don't get her killed.
I'll get Virgil to drive her over after we have Kilton in chains.
Handle it. If we have all this solved, I will send you a telegram, and you two can bring Liz and the prisoner to Tucson.
We can handle that. What are your plans?
Chet let them take those Pastow girls to a doctor in Tombstone. We'll have a wagon full, including the wounded ones. Fred can bring the girls to Tucson when they're well enough to give their testimony.
Better plan. It's getting late. We have the live ones and the dead ones in this wagon. You have the women in yours. Fred, please get out our two horses from out back and let's roll.